Tanya for the 20th of Shvat, Chof Shvat, is on page 300 in Lessons in Tanya, and it's in the middle of Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23. The bottom of the page. V'chein ha'levush ha'chitzin shel nefesh ha'liki sheba'adom. Also, the external garment of the godly soul, which the person has, ha'mekayim v'esa ha'mitzvahs, when he is doing the mitzvah, shehupayach ha'bechinas ha'maisa shelo, which is the faculty or the garment of action, who mislabish b'chayish ha'maisa ha'mitzvah, v'nase gamken k'guf l'nishomo l'rotzen ha'elyin, u'botl elav l'gamet. The Rebbe said earlier that when a person does a mitzvah, the energy of that mitzvah and the fulfillment of that mitzvah is completely bottled to the divine will that fills the mitzvah, just like a limb responding to the will of its nefesh is a vehicle and a garment to the nefesh. Now he's saying that not only the mitzvah is bottled, but also the act, the garment of action of the person doing the mitzvah, it is the action of the mitzvah is bottled to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is bottled to God's will, so that the act of the mitzvah, meaning the body that is doing the mitzvah, event ultimately is also bottled and united with God. The Alkane, Gam Eve Gufa Odom HaMekayimin HaMitzvah, even the limbs of the body, the person's body, when he fulfills the mitzvah, where when he's doing the mitzvah, the godly soul's energy is in the body, in the parts of the body that are doing the mitzvah. So they too, the limbs of the body, become a chariot to God's will. Again, for example, Hayad hamachalekes tzedakah la'aniyim, the hand that gives out tzedakah to the poor, or eisa mitzvah acheres, it does other mitzvahs. V'raglayim mahalches l'dvar mitzvah. Also the feet that walk to the mitzvah, for the purpose of the mitzvah. V'chein hapeh v'loshen shemadabim divei teira. V'hameyach shemahara b'divei teira v'ira shemayim u'gdolas Hashem baruch. So every part of the body, every limb, does its mitzvah, and when it does its mitzvah, it becomes a chariot for the divine will. And this comes in stages. The mitzvah itself is bottled to God, and it is like the limb being bottled to the nefesh, like the arm bottled to the nefesh. Then there's the energy, the person's energy, his faculty of his garment of action, that too becomes bottle to the divine will. And then the limbs of the body, the hand and the feet that are doing the mitzvah, since they are responsive to the mitzvah itself, and the mitzvah itself is bottle to God, so that the limb and the organ with which the person does the mitzvah also becomes bottled to the divine will, and it is bottled like a chariot to the rider, not like a limb to the nefesh. Here it is a different kind of bittul. The limb to the nefesh responds to the nefesh. The chariot has no will at all, and so the rider takes it where he wants, but you can't say that the chariot is responsive. The chariot is bottle in that it has no will, whereas the arm responds to the nefesh as if it was the will of the arm to be responsive. So there is a bittle in the mitzvah and in the energy that goes into the mitzvah that is greater than the bittle of the limb that is doing the mitzvah. And that's why they're described in different ways. The mitzvah itself is described as the organ or the limb of the king, whereas the body that is performing the mitzvah is described as a chariot. Zehu shom rizal, and this is what the sages say. Ha'ovis hein hein ha-merkava, when they describe the patriarchs as being the merkava, the chariot of godliness, why, since there's a higher level of bittul, why are they described as the chariot? They should have been described as the organs of the king. So the reason is, kol evireyem kulam hayu kedeshim umuvdolim inyana ilam hazeh. When we describe the patriarchs as being the chariot, we're describing their body. Certainly the neshama of the patriarchs was more bittul and had a much deeper relationship, much deeper bittul to God. But when we say that they are the chariot, we're describing the condition of their body. With the soul, it goes without saying that they were godliness. And what's more is that their body was totally responsive to God and never responded, they never became a vehicle for anything besides the divine will. And so describing them as the chariot is a description of the bittul, of the bodies of the patriarchs. The limbs of the body that were completely godly and never responsive, never a merkava for anything other than godliness all their life. And the emphasis here is that their bittul is different from the bittul of the average person. Every Jew does a mitzvah. And we just said that every time a Jew does a mitzvah, even the body becomes a vehicle, a chariot for godliness. But it's not all the limbs at the same time. It's only the limb that's doing the mitzvah. And it's not only to mitzvah. That same limb can also do things that are not mitzvahs. And it's not all the time. It's not all their life. Whereas with the patriarchs, it was their entire body. Kol evreihem kulam. And lo nasa merkava rak l'ratzon elyon. And it was kol yemeihem all the time. The Hayem Yom for the 20th of Shvat, for Chof Shvat, the Rebbe writes, Amur Kesev be'echad me'mechtavav, my father, the Rebbe Rashab, writes in one of his letters, Al pi hagos ashri, according to the notes, to the glosses of Ashri, who is a commentary on the Gemara, he writes that Natilas Yadayim L'suda Gimel Pa'omim Ritzufes, that you have to wash, when you're washing for a meal, that you have to wash each hand three times consecutively. And Kain Hoyeise Amur, and that's how my father, the Rebbe Rashab, is saying this. That's how my father, the Rebbe Marash, used to wash. Umeiniach Mishvicha Hagimu Ma'at Mayim Bekaf Yad Hasmolis, and he would leave a little bit of water from the third pouring. He would leave a little bit of water in the palm of his left hand. And with that little bit of water, he would rub his hands together to make sure that every part of the hand was covered with water.